A new code of conduct for Port Moody councillors will clarify who can file a complaint and how it will be investigated, as well as implement a time limit for complaints to be brought forward. But it should also include a provision prohibiting the consumption of alcohol or any other substance that can cause impairment during council meetings, councillors said Tuesday, February 27, at their latest meeting. The need for an alcohol ban was triggered by a furore that erupted on local social media channels accusing Mayor Megan Lottie of ordering alcoholic beverages when she was attending several committee meetings virtually on January 16 while on vacation in the Galapagos. Lottie refuted the allegations at Tuesday's meeting and supported the ban on alcohol consumption during meetings. Port Moody was the first community in BC to implement a code of conduct bylaw for councillors. It was proposed by Lottie and approved by council in July 2018. It puts in place very clear parameters of expectation, said Lottie, who was a councillor at the time. The bylaw was modeled after a template used in Alberta, which mandates all municipalities have codes of conduct in place. Port Moody's code requires councillors to act honestly and, in good faith, serve the welfare and interests of the municipality as a whole. It also expects them to treat each other, city employees and members of the public with courtesy, dignity and respect, along with being free from undue influence, while making decisions with an open mind that is capable of persuasion. The revisions approved by council Tuesday include language formalizing conduct complaints be filed in writing to the mayor and city manager within 6 months of the alleged breach. If the mayor is the subject of a complaint, it can be referred to the acting mayor or city manager. They then have 30 days to attempt a resolution before the complaint is sent to an investigator whose findings are then forwarded to council for a decision on any sanction. The code of conduct now also applies to councillors' management of their personal and official social media accounts. Angie Parnell, Port Moody's General Manager of Corporate Services, said the need to update the councillors' code of conduct was triggered by a review conducted by the mayor and former city manager Tim Savoy, who recently retired. She said it was necessary to include specific parameters and procedures for the handling of complaints because it takes time and resources to determine the validity of a complaint. Kyla Knowles said it's prudent the bylaw be revisited and revised. At the end of the day, we want the most effective code of conduct possible, she said. We don't want it to become weaponized by anyone.